think that, generally speaking, you know, airplanes break occasionally or, you know, have difficulties.
Richard Middaugh is a chief flight instructor at Prior Aviation in Cheektowaga. He has nearly 50 years of flying experience and is a retired Navy pilot. Middaugh tells WBFO News he's not too concerned about the incidents because pilots are trained to land safely.
First thing I say is take a deep breath, because there's that moment of this can't really be happening, and you don't want to overreact. You want to keep calm, analyze the situation, and make the best possible procedures to handle the emergency effectively and safely.
Yesterday, a Delta flight to Atlanta experienced engine troubles shortly after taking off from Buffalo.
Well-trained, you know, you train for engine-out landings. You train for pressurization problems.
Wednesday, a United Expressways flight from Chicago O'Hare to Hartford declared an emergency and safely landed in Buffalo. There were initial concerns with cabin pressure after three passengers passed out. Early Tuesday morning, a small plane made an emergency landing at the Buffalo airport when smoke alarms sounded. But Middaugh noted the key is for pilots to make that decision to get the plane on the ground as soon as possible.
It's an old saying, I'd rather be on the ground wishing I was in the air than in the air wishing I was on the ground.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.